Speaking of, glad to have you along with us, Tom Casper. Time for tips for hearty gardeners. Tom Casper's a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. And I'm sure he's got great gardening tips for what you ought to be doing when the wind chills 24 below.
Yeah, my tip, this is a short one today. Stay inside.
I like it.
As much as possible.
I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
House plants.
Yes.
Now, you've got little dogs. You don't have cats that are eating the house plants.
No, no.
Wow, lucky you. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to make that observation because that is, cats are goofy about plants. They either, you know, with cats, it's either put everything in your mouth or you can't have a pot on the floor that is a really big pot with a lot of dirt. I'm just saying, with cats, it doesn't work.
Yeah. You want to explain that for everybody?
Nope.
You don't need to.
Nope. Nope. Cat people know. Non-cat people go, that's why I'm not a cat person. It's just saying.
Well, that's true, you know, and certainly houseplants are a great way for folks as gardeners and non-gardeners as well to bring a component of nature inside the house during our what appear to be shortening winters, but nonetheless winter. They're a great way, really, for us to kind of get in touch with living plants or green plants during those winter seasons. And there are some challenges with taking care of them. It's not as easy as going to a florist shop or a home improvement place and grabbing some plants and expecting them to do great. They really do have, similar to a plant that's living outside, they do have very specific requirements to be doing well and thriving inside. So,
well, I'm guessing not having cats chewing on them is one of the things.
Well, that could be one of them, and there are ways to deter cats from doing that besides the constant yelling at them to stop. There are some sprays, hot pepper sprays and things like that, that make it uncomfortable for cats to put their paws or to taste those. So those work pretty well as a deterrent. So if you can keep the other living things in your home or apartment away from those living plants and follow just a couple simple rules as far as keeping them healthy and thriving, you should have house plants for years, really. So, and the first one is watch how much you water. The most common reason a houseplant is killed is not from neglect. It's actually from over-love in the form of watering. And because their entire root system and containment system is within that pot, it's very easy to overwater them. So only giving them water only giving them water when the surface becomes dry to the touch. That will help them use that water necessary. And excuse me. And certainly the best type of containment system for your plant is one that has holes or drainage on the bottom of the pot. That way any excess water can drain off either into another receptacle underneath it or into a sink or something like that, because that soil is only going to hold as much water as it needs for that time, and then the rest of it's going to sit in a reservoir, or if the container doesn't allow it to dry or to drain out, it's just going to sit there and rot the root system. So making sure you have a container that drains well and good soil is the next thing, and making sure that the soil, you replenish it every few years for those plants, will allow it to continue to thrive and do well. And then sun requirements, and, you know, so if we have pretty much the type of winters that we have here, any sort of east, south, or west exposure is going to work best for most of our houseplants. There's a few that really need more specific requirements than that. But for the most part, most of the houseplants that we're able to purchase locally in any of those three windows, as long as they get some form of sunlight every day, they should be just fine. So,
well, and that's then, three. What's the fourth?
And then lastly, well, there's a couple last ones. I better not say it's the last one, but the next one is food. You want to make sure you continue to feed those plants. If you've recently purchased them from one of those locations that I mentioned, they probably came from a plant sweatshop.
No.
Where they were growing under optimum conditions and being force-fed as much food as they could consume and as much light and as much water and humidity. So your beautiful houseplant has had a traumatic past.
So it's so like a puppy mill, but it's a plant mill.
Yes, exactly. Ooh. So they've they continue to need to be fed, but not at the rate that they were being fed earlier. So, you know, if once or twice a month you're giving them just a little bit of a soluble fertilizer or twice a month with an organic fertilizer like fish emulsion, where you're just mixing a little bit of that up in the water, that's going to give them the macro and micronutrients that they need to continue to do well. So feeding them once in a while, watering them as they need it, correct sunlight or good sunlight. The other thing to keep in mind is when they left that plant mill, it may have picked up some friends along the way.
Insects, spider mites.
Spider mites, very common in house plants. And there's always a telltale sign looking for the webbing on the spider on your plant. If you've got that, you got spider mites. So using either an organic insecticide like insecticidal soap works very well for that, or misting them often with a spray bottle will also deter spider mites because they just don't like that wet condition. They really like the dry conditions that most of our homes are.
Well, and that's perfect because you can miss the cats while you're right along with it and you're accomplishing two things at once.
There you go.
TK, we're out of time, but man, this is great. This is great. I'm going to go home and I'm going to try these things. This is going to be wonderful.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Stay warm.
Yep.
Stay inside if you can.
You too. Thanks, TK.
Thank you.
Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He's also our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Tuesday mornings on Northland Mornings.